علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood in Nahjul Balagha, and we are focusing on the first and the second sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam gives an insight regarding the coming of the prophets and the conditions that led to the arrival of the prophets. And in there, he explains about the communities before the coming of the prophets, saying that they were crushed under the hooves, and they were being attacked by these confusions, as if wild animals were stomping and tearing them apart and crushing them under their hooves. This is how those fitnas, or you can say those tribulations and those tests and those confusions and enticements and enchantments were, and what they were doing to these people. And we also said that, we also mentioned the fact that after this, Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say that these people had the best of homes, but the worst of neighbors. This is something that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions, that the situation had come to that level where they were like this. Now, what does it mean that they had the best of homes but the worst of neighbors? This is something that is, you know, something that makes you think that, like, why Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that. We mentioned that one of the things is that because of the fact that the societies now don't have any proper purpose behind them, and therefore there's no real social structure that is existing on a defined purpose, but it's just some material issues, and therefore the relationships are very weak. Therefore, even if the houses are materially progressed, or if your land and if your, you know, you can say those resources that you have are very fruitful, but when you don't have those proper structures in the society, then that's of no use. You know, if the confusion is what is governing the communities, then basically there is no actual use. So Imam Ali alayhi salam develops his discussion on this idea.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam here says, "Fi khayri darin wa sharri jiranin," that the people had maybe the best of abodes, but the worst of neighbors. Here there are many, you can say opinions. Some might say that here it's referring to the land of Sham, where it was a beautiful land, it had everything, but the worst of people were living on it. The enemies of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, they were living there at that time. Of course, we're talking about one section of the society that was governing there, not the innocent people who probably just were, confused or were under the influence of the wrong people. We're talking about those people who are in authority, that they were the worst of people, spreading falsehood and enmity in the communities, in the Islamic world. While some people say, no, they arguably say that it is the land of Iraq, whereby the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam was, and his few ashab and his companions, you can say they were the good people who were trying to create the right change, but they had the worst of neighbors who are not ready to support the cause of truth, and they left Imam Ali alayhi salam, and afterwards Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and at the end even Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So maybe referring to that, while some of the people would be of the opinion that here it is referring to the fact that when we say the people are in the best of houses, but the worst of neighbors, is referring to generally to the fact that the land is very good, but the people that are living on it are not good in a general sense. And there could be various other interpretations. But inshallah, I will come to what we feel, according to scholars, is a more appropriate interpretation, inshallah.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we were talking about this statement where Imam Ali says, "Fi khayri darin wa sharri jiranin." And it seems that the most appropriate explanation to this would be that the people at that time, they probably were living in a land or a house or a place where materially or in the material sense things were okay, but they had the worst of neighbors. وَشَرِّ جِيرَانٍ, here the worst of neighbors doesn't mean just your neighboring person in your house or someone next to your house, but is referring to those people who had the authority in their hands. They were the ones that were propagating the wrong idea, wrong thoughts, wrong understanding, and spreading confusion in the ummah. And that was the problem that people were facing. So though maybe the house and the material place where they were staying was okay, was something that people could work on and could develop, could progress, but they were not being allowed. Fi khayri darin could also refer to the fact that the position that they were in, their you can say innate nature, and all of those circumstances that were there around them, the material circumstances that are around them were the best. They were the grounds for a very good future. They were the grounds for a very perfect growth. But the people that were around them, they were the ones that were creating that confusion, stopping the people from achieving their potentials. And this seems to be a very good interpretation. And I think that we can stick to this interpretation, and it explains also the other ones. The other interpretations basically becomes examples of this interpretation that we have from the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Inshallah, we pray that this understanding is correct, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to understand these statements in the best of manners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه